You're listening to SBS News.
Chelsea Sonka fell in love with her now husband, Sanjay, in 2017 during a once-in-a-lifetime trip to India. They have since had a baby, but are still waiting to be reunited.
Given where Sanjay is, that sometimes they can, the government can make it quite difficult for low socioeconomic partners into the country. And not knowing when our visa is going to be granted can be quite scary.
From late next year, a new English language requirement will be added for those applying for partner visas. Chelsea Sonka again.
We were angry about it because it's another hurdle that we feel that offshore visa applicants and sponsors have to jump through. That they didn't explain what that would be.
The requirement, announced with virtually no detail in Tuesday's budget, sparked concerns that overseas partners could be barred from coming to Australia if they don't speak English. Today, the government clarified that if applicants could not show a functional level of English, for example, by taking a test, they would instead need to prove they have made reasonable efforts to learn the language. That would mean doing 500 hours of free lessons on arrival. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge today defended the new measures.
Unless you've got English, it's so difficult to get work. It is so difficult to fully participate and take advantage of every aspect of Australian society. And of course, it places a woman more at risk of domestic violence because they may not have the ability to communicate.
But domestic violence survivor and Labor MP Anne Ali doesn't agree.
I had perfect English. Wasn't a protection for me. This is the Minister and the Prime Minister trying to justify what is essentially a very discriminatory measure.
The policy's rationale has also been criticised by former Immigration Department Deputy Secretary Abel Rizvi.
It is a dagger at the heart of multicultural Australia. There is nothing wrong with encouraging migrants to speak English, but to do that as a visa condition for partner visas is, I think, appalling.
Neha Madhok from racial justice organisation Democracy in Colour agrees.
The message that this sends is that if you are a person of colour, if you are from a non-English speaking background, you have to jump through extra hoops that essentially a white person will not have to jump through.
The government says the new English language requirement is expected to cost Australia tens of millions of dollars. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.